Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Comic Book Club, and please welcome Alex, Justin, and Pete.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our Man of the Booth, All-Star Booth Man.
Hero to many.
Very exciting, you guys. Very exciting. This was a crazy weekend. Huge amount of snow.
Yep. Oh, shit,
was out there. It was nuts. Pete.
Yeah.
You wanted... I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Come on, man.
No, I can't do this.
Why?
Pete wanted to do a thing about Snowbageddon, and maybe we'll get to it at some point.
Snowpocalypse.
But right before the show, I heard literally the craziest story I have heard in my entire life.
We've done this bit on the show.
You've done this bit on the
it's
show?
Not a I've bit. Never heard it's this. It's not a I bit. It happened to us.
Yeah, but we've talked about this
You've
on the
talked
show.
Talked about this, but I never heard about this. So, okay, so this is...
What happened is, for Pete's birthday, I was like, let's go see a movie. Because Pete and I...
No,
you know,
that's not what happened. You're already ruining it. You text me on my birthday.
Why don't you shout it then?
Yeah. You text me on your birthday.
Your birthday.
My birthday to ask me, to wish me a happy birthday. And you asked me very nicely, hey, what are you doing?
Like friends.
Yeah. And I said, I'm going to the movies. And you said, sweet, I'll meet you there. We'll go see a movie together.
Right, okay. That's normal human behavior.
That's like
so
what
far.
Friends do. Like, yep. We go grab a soda, go sit and watch a fun movie.
Right. There was so then we got there.
Yep.
And we were talking, and we realized...
Very briefly,
we realized you wanted to see one movie, I wanted to see another.
So wait, that's it.
Hold on a second, though. So we had agreed to see the movie, I said.
No, we
Hold
did
on.
Not.
I want to interrupt because I wasn't there and I wasn't part of this story.
Oh, yeah, you weren't invited.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
You didn't text me to wish me a happy birthday is what happened.
I don't know when your birthday is. So... Normal human behavior, I just want to point out in case you guys don't know.
Yeah.
One person wants to see a movie and the other person wants to see another movie. Eventually, you like make a decision and go see a movie.
According
right?
to Seinfeld episodes, that's what happens.
Right. So I didn't want to hold my birthday over you and make you see the movie that you didn't want to see. So I said, why don't you go see your movie? I'll go see my movie.
Well, in fact, you didn't say it in a way like it was up for debate. You were like... You bought a ticket to a different movie and then you went to see it. And then afterwards, my movie happened to be longer than yours.
Yeah.
And then I got out and you were like, went home, was the text.
I hung out for a little while, but then I didn't
Couldn't have been that
up.
Long. Couldn't have been that long.
So you're like, great friend, let's go see a movie together. Just kidding, I'm going to go see my own movie.
Yeah.
So you might as well have just gone to separate movie theaters and never seen each other.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to lead up to. So we were talking before the show. We were making plans to all go see Deadpool together.
Deadpool. Right? Great.
We're not.
Movie.
We're going to go see that movie together.
Because you will ruin that movie for me. That's my baby. I don't want you to ruin this
one. But my question is, we're all going to see Deadpool together. No. We all agree on that.
No. Yeah.
Do we need to tell you we're going to go see Hateful Eight or something like that?
Yeah, we need
to reverse
line.
Psychology into seeing Deadpool with
I
us?
I will not see Deadpool with you guys for the first time.
Wow.
With you.
Jesus.
Because you'll ruin the fucking movie for me.
I love seeing movies. I'm such a good movie goer.
So it's a date. It's a date. We'll see Deadpool together.
We'll see you on February 12th.
Let's get the show started. Let's start the fucking show.
We can still see that.
If you're listening at home, Pete just gave us a big thumbs up for the big Deadpool.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's excited.
I'm also very excited about our guest. He's an awesome dude. He works for Atlas Obscura, and also he has the most ridiculous Twitter project you've ever heard of. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Grunthauser!
Eric, welcome to the show, sir. Welcome, welcome. Great to see you. Great to see you.
Hello. Good to see you. Thanks for coming. Please. Sit so down for on a chair and stuff. I want to ask about Atlas Obscura, but first, I want to know about your Twitter project, which is somehow more ridiculous than Pete's movie theater behavior.
Look, my Twitter project is an inspiring story about a young man learning to use Twitter for the first time years after it was relevant. And so I'm really bad at social media. I just don't do it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kanye West for a second.
Shots fired!
Come at me, Kanye.
Unnecessary slam. Yeah.
It's not a show until there's a diss war.
Kanye's really... going to be upset.
I'm really bad at doing social media, so when you're really bad at something, you want to be better at it, you should just do it a lot.
Right.
And so
that's what we've been doing for 9 years. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. No. But yeah, now you're terrific at it.
Oh,
Thank you so much. Now, so I decided that I was just going to tweet about the now canceled television show Psych every day for a year.
Yeah.
Loves it. Loves it.
You can follow me at OM Grunhauser until you unfollow me.
Yeah, which is probably a very short period of time. So what do you tweet about Psych? Because there's literally nothing to say about Psych.
Shots fired again!
He loves that show.
I do.
This
love
is what
that
we
show.
Call an interview.
I do. Yeah. You know what? I do love Psych, the show. It's a great show. It's, you know, the two leads are great performers. They're fun to hang out with for an hour. It's absolutely no stakes drama. It's like pudding for your mind. So like. If you just want to like go home, you've had a long day at work, so you don't want to think or care much about a show.
The term no stakes drama.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? Is that where
it seems a little
everything's just fine?
Psych takes place in the town of Santa Barbara, and there are so many murders in Santa Barbara. It is a hellscape. Every episode, multiple people murdered. No one is ever concerned. It's like, you know, they'll be fine. They're going to crack some jokes. He's going to pretend to be a psychic, maybe get in some costumes if it's a good episode. And it's going to be great, you know, and everyone's going to have a good time. It'll end. Your life will be absolutely no different than when it began.
So do you...
What a dream.
Do you rewatch the episodes to tweet about them, or have you just memorized every episode?
No, most of my tweets don't really actually reference the show. They're usually like about something tangential going on in my life, like what was I tweeting about yesterday? Oh, that my girlfriend, the question she gets asked most now is, do I really like Psych? Mm-hmm. The answer is yes.
And that's the core of a loving relationship.
Absolutely. It is.
And I believe you said the word tangential, which is what I'm going to say from now on, because I prefer that.
Ten cent word.
Do you feel like you're going crazy yet?
No, although I do worry sometimes if it doesn't look like the slowest breakdown of all time. But, you know, that's the risk you take for art, you know, you gotta...
And you were mentioning that the Psych fan base, which apparently there is one, has a name for themselves.
They do, they call themselves Psychos.
Yeah.
Right. See? Well, and you never knew.
Great.
You never knew that psychos. Until you start going down some rabbit holes like I've been down, and you find DeviantArt pages to like manga, like slash fiction psych manga comics, various, you know, just like, you know, kind of bootleg clothing.
Nice.
That's the best kind.
There's a lot of fans out there.
So there's official clothing.
There is official clothing,
too,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Also, another quick tip about tweeting about Psych for a year, you will only get Psych-based Christmas gifts. So I think I now own every licensed piece of Psych merchandise.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you. What so
that's the curse part.
Was that from like parents who were like, he must like Psych, I'll get you some stuff for Psych?
It was from like my brother. Family mainly, because they don't understand it. But, you know, art's not meant to be understood all the time. So.
That's true. You do say the word art a lot.
Well, I am a Twitter artist.
Yeah. All right. Like, and the word art is thrown around describing a lot of USA Network television shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And if anyone can name four of them, you win a prize.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Rizzoli and Isles.
Suits. Psych.
Monk.
Uh-oh.
Monk.
Uh-oh,
yeah.
Running out of steam, though. That's
Mr.
what I'm
Robot.
Saying.
Mr. Robot. Oh,
yeah, see,
Mr.
that's Robot. The good one. That one's easy. Yeah, White Psych, Collar is another
Psych
one.
Is like the Mr. Robot of fake psychic detective shows.
Yeah, it's great.
It is. That's a good tweet.
Feel Uh-oh. Free to use that one.
Getting nervous. Rival. So, yeah. Rival in the Psych game.
Yeah. I'll start tweeting about Monk tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Nice. I would love that. Can we have a Twitter beef about Psych and Monk?
Yeah. The defective detective is much better than whatever Psych is called.
Psychic detective?
Sure. There you go.
Well, and, you know, spoiler alert, it is indicated in the final episode of Psych that Monk and Psych take place in the same universe.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
I hope to end up there. I hope to retire to that universe.
Yeah. USA
shows are like their own comic book continuity in a certain way, I think.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, if only, I mean, Suits and White Collar may be the same suit. It may be the same outfit.
Yeah.
So we don't even know. That's what I'm saying. It's an internal continuity.
I was actually in an airplane line behind White Collar one time.
Yeah. The whole...
Is that the name of... I've never seen that show. Is that the name of the character in the show?
I'm not sure. I guess his actual name is Matt Bomer, which I know now because he's been in other stuff.
But
at the time,
White Collar.
Yeah, but at the time, my wife, we weren't married yet, but my wife and I were behind him. We saw he was wearing the same hat he wears on the posters. We were like, oh, shit, it's White Collar.
Wait... Now,
oh, shit.
So this is before you were married to your wife, so this had to be... You have two children, so this had to be like 80 years ago.
Yeah.
Yet you could still ID the what star, and I use that in serious air quotes.
He was wearing the same hat he wears on the posters. The cool. Same hat.
I give you credit.
And then we got in a very nice conversation with him, because we were all waiting for a
The
plane.
Only way what, I would spot
opener,
that person...
Like, is that the hat from the show?
We actually didn't mention that. We ended up complaining about the airline, and then he offered $1 million for one night with my wife, and I was like, let's do this.
Oh, nice.
What a weird hat.
That's cool. It's worth it. The only way I could ID him is if he was wearing a white collar and he turned to me and said, hello, my name is ? I'm the star of the USA Network television show White Collar, which is on television. And then I'd be like,
but you still wouldn't know.
I would have no idea. No.
Yeah, you'd have no idea. You just have to believe him.
Yeah, well, isn't that what fandom is?
Well, that was,
really makes you think.
Yeah, that does make you think. You started on Halloween Eve, is that correct?
Yeah, I started the day before Halloween. It's going to end on Halloween.
Halloween Eve, it's Halloween Eve.
Halloween, yeah, sorry. All Hallows Eve Eve.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And... it's going to end on Halloween next year. This year, I guess.
Wow.
So this year, Halloween.
Are you already planning ahead? Or are you going to do another project?
No, I really got to stay focused on this one, make it the best it can be. I don't want to get distracted by other, television shows that I might want to tweet about.
Sure.
Although I guess I could just start 2 accounts.
What?
Holy shit.
Oh, you can
do that on Twitter?
I don't know. I'm learning along with you guys.
I like the idea that you spend 8 hours a day working on your one tweet. Yeah. And then at like 5:55, you're like, fuck, I owe this. Ding. And then you send out.
It is just like that, actually. I don't like work on it, but then it'll be like 11:55, and I'll be like, God damn it. Something's got to come out.
Psych was great.
Yeah, well, yeah. I try and talk about my day. Make it personal. That's what they teach you.
Yeah. That is.
I'm sorry. I want to take a little step back. So it's basically just the same way everybody else uses Twitter, but you just hashtag it psych.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. I'm getting sense of this now.
Bring everything back to psych.
All right. Makes sense to me.
Seemed easy.
You know what also makes sense to me?
What's that?
Moving on with our next section, which we like to call The Stack.
All right.
Yes. And in The Stack, we talk about some comic books that came out this week. We go to bat for them. Very exciting. Speaking of bats, let's talk about Batman.
Nice.
Number 48 from DC Comics. So, Batman versus Mr. Bloom.
Mr. Bloom.
Bialy Stock and Bloom himself.
All right, so we've got an amazing team on this book here, and this is a real important issue. I really like how Scott Snyder has these kind of moments before big moments in his books. Mm-hmm. I really love the two people on a park bench scene that kind of took place. It's so creepy.
Can you just catch us up pretty quickly on what's going on in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Zalvin.
What?
Fuck you piece of shit. Talk.
Hey, whoa. Don't break it out so early, Pete.
I was just saying for anybody who hasn't read the book, maybe we can give them a little
bit of confusing. Yeah. You're doing what you always do. Do it.
So Bruce Wayne.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Was a child.
All right.
Was a child.
Some guy.
Okay, so a child, he witnesses his parents being killed. A bunch of pearls.
Oh, I've never heard this story before.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is going to blow your minds. Here's the thing. He was there. The pearls fell to the ground in slow motion. Which is fucked up, because most things happen in normal motion.
Yeah,
in
do you think he was moving in regular motion when the pearls fell?
I think I have a lot of fan theories about that.
Yeah.
Pearls fall to the ground. Parents dead.
Everybody knows pearls make slow motion.
Isn't it weird? Don't you think it's kind of weird that he didn't use pearls as an inspiration and became like Oyster Man or something like that?
It would make a lot more sense.
It would. Batman is garbage.
But he would always be in slow motion then, so.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe that would be his power.
Is moving really slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
That's how we live.
And that's what's going on with Batman.
That's right. pretty much it.
So that's what my point was.
No, Batman and the Joker recently died. Batman came back and stopped being Batman. Commissioner Gordon shaved his mustache and head and became a metal-suited Batman. And the Joker vanished for a long time. And maybe he, maybe he came back in this issue.
Whoa. Yeah. What I was talking about is that Batman's trying... The guy who was Batman is thinking about his life, what he should do.
Bruce Wayne. His name's Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne. thank you.
Spoiler.
Is sitting there going, who should I be? You know, it doesn't recall being Batman at all. It's kind of trying to be his own person. He actually has a life. It's going really well.
Girlfriend.
Everybody keeps telling him, everybody keeps telling him he used to be the greatest detective of all time. He used to be Batman. He doesn't want to be that guy. But then he meets this creepy guy on the bench. Just kind of like how Batman had Joker.
Who's the creepy guy on the bench?
He's a guy with a flower on his lapel.
It's the Joker.
Well, I mean, you can make that leap.
And now, I didn't read the episode or issue previous to this. Did he get asked to come to that bench? Or does he was just Bruce Wayne-ing around happened upon that
He's
bench?
Wayne-ing around.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes in life, you come upon a bench and you sit down.
Well, this is the bench that he comes to sit down at
It's his
all
happy
the time.
Place.
So this has been established before.
He
sits on this bench. This is Bruce Wayne's bench.
That's his chill spot.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, I think there's also been Superman comic books where he's also sitting on that bench.
It's a great bench.
Man, I haven't read Batman in a while, but it sounds like it is getting riveting.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
There's a lot of balls in the air in this issue, as usual. Scott Snyder, Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo do an excellent job of keeping them all going. You got the Bruce Wayne Joker conversation, where you have this classic relationship that's seen in a new way. They're both pushing each other towards something. Joker does not want to be Joker. Bruce Wayne does not want to be Bruce Wayne, but they know that inevitably they're going to have to become that again.
Yeah. Do they?
Yes, and it's kind of hard because comics, and it's kind of heartbreaking. At the same time, new Batman, Commissioner Gordon, who, as you mentioned, shaved his mustache and is crazy skinny.
He lost a lot of years off of his life.
Yeah,
he did. Like he's much younger.
It's and excellent. Buff. He's all buff
he's
now.
Super buff.
Apparently, if you stop smoking, you can become a superhero.
Yep.
And shave your mustache. It really beefs you.
I'm going to start smoking and grow a mustache just so I can stop smoking and then look younger.
Yeah, smart.
It's a good
smart.
Strategy.
Thank you very much.
But
he's fighting Mr. Bloom, who's this crazy bone creature thing. And then at the same time, a bunch of other stuff is happening.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised. You like this?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you like it because Bruce Wayne is actively not being Batman.
He is.
And to most of the time, when you're one of your heroes is not doing their quote unquote job.
Their job, yeah, right.
That makes you very angry.
Right.
So why do you like this?
I think it says a lot about the writing and the art that we've created this world where, like, you know, your destiny kind of chooses you a little bit, and he's struggling with what he thinks he should be doing, and then actually looking at his life and being like, I have it pretty sweet. I can do a lot of good with this money here in this community and in the light of day instead of trying to fight in the shadows. And I just think it's interesting enough that it's really working.
So
in
then
this
we
comic.
Should tell you that they're rebooting. It's going to be Charity Man. And he's going to just work at this charity he works for and continue to do a good job.
I'm not saying I would love it forever. I'm just saying that right now, it's not making me mad.
He's going to work at Amnesty International. Amnesty International.
That's good. That'll make it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Got a fan in the crowd.
Don't encourage that bullshit.
I got a real question now here, too. Again, this is kind of for a bit uninitiated, but, you know, so this Bloom character, who seems, at least in this issue, to be insanely powerful.
Right.
He's
some
very
sort of
tall.
Godlike monster. Or just a model. Yeah, he's very tall.
Yeah.
Where did he come from? So is he like... Is he tied into the Batman and Joker dying? No, they killed themselves or each other.
No,
right?
He's his own separate
his own thing.
He's kind of his own thing. There was a lot of teasing that maybe he was the Joker, he was somebody we know. We don't totally know exactly who he is yet, but we do know that he was essentially a drug dealer, or more like a power dealer, way, way back in the day, way back at the beginning of Gotham City.
Because in this issue, he seems like a Justice League level threat. I mean, he grows to like 200 feet tall.
He's right. Very stretchy.
And he grabs a chapter out of the sky.
Yeah, he's like King Kong, and then he's also got like an army of mutated people. I mean, this seems like a little bit bigger than Batman.
Yeah, well, that's why they release an army of bat robots by the end of the issue.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Spoiler.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Speaking of things making sense, let's move on with your pick, Tokyo Ghost.
Tokyo Ghost.
Number 5 from Image Comics.
Now,
I can tell by the lack of applause that nobody's really reading this.
True.
Hey! One guy.
All right.
Why would you pick this issue?
Because it's very good. So this is the 5th issue of this series.
Oh, my God.
And the premise of this book is that it's in the sort of near future where everyone is addicted to the internet. Everyone's online all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly watching pornography. Yeah, it's just like us, but like 1 week in the future. and so it's this love story between a girl who has never gotten online, has never put herself through it, and her boyfriend, they grew up together.
Who's super addicted,
but it also he's addicted in a way that it gives him invulnerability, healing power, and whatnot. They escape New York City, I believe, and they go to Tokyo, where there is no internet.
Right,
it's kept
she
that way.
She has this plan to like
it's
wean
to escape
him off from,
because he's too addicted,
which works for a time.
And then the world, the internet, like all of our lives, catches up with them.
Right.
And this is, it's only 5 issues in. So much has happened. So much story is always going on. It's a you never know what's going to happen. It's the art's amazing by Sean Murphy.
This issue is fucking heartbreaking.
That's what's good about it.
No,
it's great.
No, it is not. They turn this perfect kind of couple turn against each other.
Well, this partner in crime
was
great about this issue that I finally felt like, oh, okay, I get a sense of what they're going for. That these first 5 issues were almost like the origin story. What happens, spoiler, by the end, is that she is forced to become an EMP so she can stop any electronics, and he's entirely infused and addicted to electronics and can never get them out, and they love each other.
Yeah.
So they can never be near each other. I think the phrase they use is, I have to become poison for him.
It's like if someone worked at the Radio Shack and was in love with someone who worked at, like, another store.
Like another Radio
just
Shack.
Like, yeah, like a different one that didn't have as many
like down
things.
The street.
Yeah.
And also with Mad Max.
But Mad Max is
and
like...
And arrows. You were right.
And there's
a
lot
number
of arrows.
That didn't break your heart, the fact that they did not... Like, they were together, and they were, like, fighting together.
It did break my heart, but that's what I like about it, because that's good storytelling.
No, no.
I know, okay.
This was so fucking maddening.
Well, I understand. I wrote a letter, and I think they're changing the title list to Tokyo Charity, and it's going to be the characters are going to open up a charity.
No, fuck you, man. Like, we had this great Bonnie and Clyde thing going on, and then all of a sudden it took this turn, and they're not fighting on the same side anymore.
Let me ask you, have you seen
between mom and dad. It's fucking upsetting.
Have you seen the movie Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
That shit doesn't end super well either.
Yeah, that's true.
Either
I
hate to tell you,
Juliet,
that was a 2-hour movie.
That doesn't mean you root against them like this.
I have a feeling maybe they'll see each other again.
You don't know.
You think he's just going to go off and be online?
Well, that's what you want, you piece of shit.
No, I
want
to have
You're
a good
rooting
story.
For this. You're like, this is the best issue.
I like watching a good story.
No, it's not.
What this do you is, like in your th- life?
This, so, is, this is
what
heartbreaking.
What do you even like?
This
I
want to know, what movie did you go out to see that you didn't see with Justin?
Yeah, what movie was that?
What did you go see?
Did you just leave?
This is
no,
still
fuck
stewing.
You guys.
No, now we got to know. You can't just tell the story.
Yeah, you
got to
know.
Tell
no.
the movie. What was it?
I don't even remember.
Was
do
it
you
the
even
first
remember
ride-along?
What you saw? No.
You saw, I remember being like, you're going to see that? Like, it was a bad movie.
Well, yeah. Was it Ride Along?
I think it was Ride Along. I was just going to say Ride Along.
No, it wasn't Ride Along.
I was just going to say Ride Along.
I would say, I saw, I don't know, I would see Ride Along. I think Ride Along was great.
I thought it was something. I think it was something.
Yeah, it was worse.
It was something.
It was worse.
It was
than
worse than Ride
Along. Yeah, it was. Yeah. I think.
Oh boy.
Wow. All right. So
there's almost
so,
nothing
yeah,
worse
in
than
summation, Ride Along. Tokyo Ghost, Divorce with Arrows.
Yeah.
Thanks,
that's
Eric.
A great speech.
That's awesome. Can we move on with my pick?
Please.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
My pick. Patsy Walker, aka Hellcat, number 2 from Marvel Comics.
Nice.
Yeah. Who's
great.
Reading that? Yeah. All right. There we go.
Oh, you didn't wait for anyone to answer. Great.
I don't really want to know.
Great.
No, that's
great.
Good. This book is awesome. But first, I wanted to do a little bit of an apology.
Finally.
Thank God.
Yeah. about you have a lot of things to apologize.
Yeah, where do you go to start? Down the list. Yeah. First of all, Civil War. I'm sorry for starting that.
Yeah, I know. The original.
The original one. Not the comics one. The original one. Yeah, I was a time traveler. It's not a big deal. No, I wanted to apologize because last week I kind of fibbed a little bit. I said
I knew it.
That I haven't read any Marvel comics between the first Secret Wars and the last Secret Wars. Mm-hmm. Somebody pointed out to me on Twitter, I have read a couple of them. Between that we've talked about here on the show, you guys have handed me stuff. And in addition, it hit at the same time that I was trying to save a little money. So it was an easy way of saving money to not buy any Marvel comics. But now I'm going back and spending a crazy amount of money on them. So there we go.
Yeah.
So got caught up on a bunch of things over the weekend, and one of them was Patsy Walker. It's on the second issue. This comic is great. It's so good.
Yeah, it's terrific. I read it backstage. It's great. It's heartwarming and adorable. I mean, it's really cute.
Yeah.
And it's mainly just about someone at work.
Well, Patsy Walker started as romance comics and then eventually became a superhero.
You really had to look for that word, which is surprising for me.
I was out of this whole comics thing for a while.
Some sort of a hero, but like better.
Not a superb hero. It's been a while for me.
Excellent hero.
Pretty good.
But there's something about Hellcat in particular, I think, that really inspires people to be as ridiculous as possible. And Kate Leth, who's writing this, and Brittany Williams is doing the art, are doing a fantastic job. So they mix the romance comics past, mix in a little bit of the superheroics, but it's mostly about Hellcat being out of a job and trying to create new jobs for herself while balancing having families and sort of occasionally being a superhero.
And it's updated really well, you know, because it's not like a, you know, I can totally see this working almost solely as a romance comic just in the Marvel universe, but it doesn't mean it has to be like her pining all the time about like why Captain America won't call her back or something. And it's great. It's got a lot of nice little notes, like when she looks in her phone and she's got just all these superheroes with emojis next to them. And I mean, it's great. It's really heartwarming.
Yeah, and it's so good, and the character relationships are so fun and so exciting. I almost get bummed whenever they end up in a superhero fight. They start to tease that there's this overall big enemy coming for her in this issue, and I almost didn't want that. Like, I don't want them to get there. I want it to be like
clothes.
A comedic drama happens to be set in a superhero universe. Mm. But that said, it's wonderful.
Well, not to jump to a different book, but are you guys reading Squirrel Girl?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, it's got a similar feel to Squirrel Girl. Yeah. It's great. It's
and
very funny.
Squirrel Girl shows up here, and it's the most adorable Squirrel Girl you've ever seen in your entire life.
I agree. Now, she's my favorite.
Yeah, there you go.
What a love.
Well,
fest.
You guys are just adorable.
That is very cute.
This is like the Psych of comic books.
Whoops.
This book is super cute. It's super adorable. You know,
it sounds like you're patronizing me.
No, I'm reading it. I'm like, oh, Zelvin's loving this shit.
Yeah, and I am. That's
but
why
there's no
it.
Like, I have no problem with the adorable and the cute. I think it's drawn really well. It sets up with this great little world, and if you're into it, it's fantastic.
Little,
but there's no consequences. She's like, oh, I just got fired. Oh well, let's go eat burgers. Like, bitch, how are you gonna afford that? Like, how can you just go to a place and get food if you got fired? And then she calls everybody for an emergency meeting, and all these superheroes leave, probably people who are dying, to meet her. And she's like, I had a bad day, guys, and I want some burgers. It's like, what the fuck? You can't do that.
This is like listening to like a conservative dad review comic.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, get a job.
Well, hey, don't spoil the concept of our show. Pete's like, oh yeah, Mr. Bloom's 200 feet tall. Yep. Joker and Batman came back to life, and they're sort of friends now.
Yep.
But where the fuck's she getting money for burgers?
Honestly,
that's like $7 that she does not have.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have a problem with the fact that she went to hell to learn to be a superhero. But her spending money.
Well, that wasn't in this issue. I'm just dealing with what was in this issue.
Yeah. And the burgers is a sticking point.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just, I mean, it's adorable. I just...
Would you have enjoyed the comic more if there were like five solid pages of her explaining how she got money for burgers?
No, I would I would have enjoyed it more if she was just like, hey guys, listen, I lost my job. Can someone spot me for a burger? I've had a buff
time. Why is that important?
That's very specific. That's a very specific
thing. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, I'm sorry that I pulled you guys away from important stuff, but, you know, not... She just didn't apologize for anything. It's just her way or nothing.
Pete is the only comic book reviewer that will ever criticize.
Yeah, and to call him a reviewer is generous.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't call that.
This feels very Scott Pilgrim-esque to me. Yeah.
I think that's
purposefully
the art.
So. Yeah. Well, I think the story is very much that. Like, mm-hmm. she's struggling with regular things. She feels much younger than the Patsy Walker from the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
She feels like she's in high school, both in...
I
know
say
she's not...
Young adult,
however you want to say it.
No, I get what you're saying. I think that's consistent with how she appeared in She-Hulk.
Yes, but they were friends of the same age. Like, they were out of high school. They had jobs. They could afford any number of sandwiches. sure. No matter what.
Since I was out of Marvel for a while, so there was the whole Secret Wars thing. Universe got destroyed. We're cutting to 8 months later.
Let me just say, the status quo of our show. Pete over here is like, how much are the burgers in the Marvel Universe? And you're like, I haven't read comics in 9 months. So do you understand what position I'm in here? It is like going out with my two grandfathers. Well, here's what this is like. And it's like, I know you haven't been around for a while. But
you've
is
got
how,
a tough job. I know, do you even deal with
it? It's a living nightmare.
Yeah.
At least you're well paid.
Yeah. Exactly. They both wet their pants again.
Now, would you?
I
was going to say something. I just thought that was part of your show. But so you guys prefer? I mean, do you prefer like the older Hellcat? From Alias, like she's in that show.
I prefer her to be
because you like to imagine you can.
No.
What?
You're the one that wants to fuck these pages.
I can't. It's digital.
Well, that's the only stumbling block for you. I can't hold it.
The fact that it's digital has never stopped anyone from ever masturbating.
All
right. Let's.
I'm sorry. Shit. You're right.
He doesn't want to damage his precious iPad.
You don't want to.
I mean, there's a lot of amazing things about this book. I just that I guess maybe I just wasn't in the mood for a kind of a fun cutesy book. It's what my
I know. And the last time you were in the mood was when you were 10.
Probably, right.
The last good mood you had.
Yeah, it's probably the last time I was in a good mood
before puberty hit and everything went to shit. Yeah. Everything went to shit after that.
Pete went to puberty at 10 years old?
Yep.
Yeah, it's fucked. Look at this beard. It was confusing. That's why I'm so mad.
I forgot you're 11.
Yep. Yes.
That actually explains a lot. I will say, conversely, that I love the fact that this new Marvel that I'm just beginning to get into.
Fresh-looking Marvel.
Yes, fresh-looking Marvel. I just love the fact that they're telling so many different stories and so many different styles. I think that's wonderful.
We
talked about that a lot with the second soft reboot that DC did a little while ago, mm-hmm. where they started exploring different art styles, exploring different storytelling methods in the same universe. Feels like Marvel's doing the same thing. It's great.
Finally, Marvel following DC's lead.
Oh, boy.
Just what we've always wanted.
We'll definitely pick all those up, and that's it for the stack. All right, guys, it's time for our next section, which is my favorite section, because I get to come out to my best friends, you guys. It's your audience questions!
Oh, yeah!
Awesome. Yay! All right, and for audience questions, you guys, thank you very much, Eric. You guys can ask literally anything, something for our guests, something for the whole panel. You get some free comics and some free posters, courtesy of a Mod Hero, and all you have to do is ask a question about literally anything. Geeky stuff, life stuff, what it's like to be an 11-year-old boy in today's society, any of that. sir, I'm going to come to you first. Okay, let's see if it stretches. It does. What's your name, sir?
Hey, I'm Rolando.
Hi, Rolando.
What's your question?
My question is, a big fan of Psych. I would read that as a comic.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck you. No, honestly, next question.
Honestly,
no, come on, man.
Best
piece
question
of shit.
You mean.
Come on. Fan of Psych.
Come on.
No,
man.
He just said he's a fan of Psych.
Oh, hold on. Honestly,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Honestly, Orlando, this is the first time that I agree with Alex.
All right, fine. What's your question?
No,
what's
Orlando,
your question?
You're on.
Well, what comic book from a TV show that isn't a comic book already would you like to see?
Not fucking Psych.
Psych. 100%. I actually looked this up the other day to see if they had, in fact, made one. Nope.
Oh, that's weird.
So
yeah,
weird.
That's what I thought.
With a bunch of raving psychos ready to buy absolutely anything psych, you'd think it would be a no-brainer.
Look, they had trading cards, no comic book? Come on. No. What about that?
The trading cards like Pokemon style where you could battle them?
Got to catch them all.
No, just like the old style where they're just pictures.
Oh.
Although they did have the chase cards that were wardrobe cards, which I guess is a thing now, and that kind of surprised me. Where
you're boring me.
All right.
What would you guys want to see TV licensed property?
Any television show.
Any television show. Ooh, what about like Jessica Jones, Pete? Daredevil?
Great idea. Really smart stuff.
How about Married with Children?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Any particular reason?
In the 90s.
But
yeah,
they already made that.
Wouldn't we want like a season 11 or something like that where it's like in-universe continuation?
I'm dying to know what happened to Bud.
Seven's all grown up now.
What did he end up like? I was just thinking Lost.
Oh.
I'd like to
Would you want to see a continuation of Lost?
I would want to see like a better version. Like a continuation backwards.
I could see more one-off stories, like really, you know, a second Jack's Tattoo story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have to go back again.
A third one, Jack's Tattoo.
Further back.
Maybe just a series of one-shots explaining all the things they never explained. Like issue one, the polar bear. Issue two, where's Walt?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's like an apology series to all the fans. Sorry about the polar bear. Sorry about Walt.
I feel like maybe I said this on the show before one time, but Journeyman, I don't know if you guys ever watched that show. Did anybody watch that? Awesome show. It ended up, I mean, it was one season, but it was essentially like 13 episodes or so about this guy. It was kind of a riff on Quantum Leap where he could travel in his own timeline, but it followed a very serial format, so he totally fucked up his life. Like, he'd be gone in real time, so he'd go back in time to the 70s, be gone for a day, and come back. His wife would be like, you missed everything. Where were you? And it started to destroy his marriage and his friendships and his job. It was excellent, excellent series. Cut off too soon. I would love to see a comic of that.
Wow.
Sounds great.
Nice.
There you go.
But a guy fucks up his life.
Next question. There you go. Thank you.
Question.
All right. You, sir, I saw you raise your hand.
Welcome back, sir.
Welcome back. What's your name, sir?
Hugo.
Hey, right, Hugo. What's your question?
First, I'm surprised you didn't say a white-collar comic. That would be,
be
great.
Oh,
yeah.
We can finally understand what the show
is. You're listening, USA.
Just real simple, what are your predictions for 2016? How many line-wide reboots do you think we're going to get this year?
Prediction for
good
the
question.
Comic
so,
book universe.
I think you're probably referring to, there's been a teaser that DC Comics put out. It was a blue curtain with the words Rebirth broadcast, whatever you call it, spot, Gobo. There was a Rebirth Gobo on it.
Gomo?
Gobo, yeah, when you...
Project
a light. I don't know. I can't do words
today.
Wouldn't it be great if that curtain opened and it was like a Looney Tunes reboot or something like that?
See, that's the thing. I think it might be something like that. Like, everybody started speculating, oh, they're going to reboot the entire DC Comics line
They
again.
Just did that, though.
But they just did that. Rebirth is something that they've used multiple times in DC Comics history with Green Lantern, with Flash, with other characters. So there's no reason to think they're going to do a reboot of the entire line.
Good.
What do you guys think? What do you think that teaser actually means?
Rebirth? I mean, I feel like it might be targeting some of their characters that aren't doing super well and maybe bringing them. It's like just a new direction for a bunch of them.
That would be nice.
I don't know. I doubt they'll reboot the whole line.
Well, this seems a little simple, but it's like red and blue, right? It's like Superman's colors. Maybe it's Superman Rebirth.
Mm, could be.
Although they did just give him all sorts of new stuff, but maybe it was too much, and now everyone's confused.
Yeah.
stage thing immediately made me think of Zatanna, actually. And I feel like, I don't know, that might be an interesting character to be given a really premium treatment, get a really good writer, really good artist on it, and
but
figure out a new
take
on her.
He was saying, like, you know, predictions for the whole year.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this is the year where we don't kill anybody off and we don't ruin anybody's nice relationships. We just
you're talking about status quo year. You're talking about in your personal life.
No, no, I'm talking about in comics. We're not going to kill somebody just to sell comics. We're not going to ruin somebody's relationship just to sell comics. We're just going to
work on the writing
and the art and making it just a good comic. That's what I want.
So that's not a prediction. That's a wish.
Yeah, it's a wish. That's what predictions are.
Did you see the teaser that got released today? There's a Spider-Man Dead No More teaser. Yeah. You see that?
Who's
Dead No More? It's just it's the same thing, but
that was revealed to be a Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, there's a red curtain web over it, and it says Dead No More.
So many curtains.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you. I rearranged the letters in Dead No More, and I found
out
a
lot of free time.
It's an anagram for One More Dad. So I don't know.
Makes sense.
Makes you think, right?
Yeah.
That Peter Parker's going to have another dad?
Well, what I think is going to happen is Mephisto's going to come back and be like, hey, real quick, you got to get married again. I'm going to take that marriage and then I'll give you your dad.
What a swap.
What a theory.
Mephisto's just playing games.
Yeah. Would you give up your marriage?
Yo. Cool it, dude.
But to get your dad back.
That's fucked up. Fucked up question.
This got really fucked up really fast.
You know, it really puts you in a position where Spider-Man was.
What the fuck is happening? Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
What do we think? Wait, what would you say?
No.
No.
I'm not going to give up a relationship for a devil. That doesn't sound like a good deal.
No, the devil doesn't become your Aunt May.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, if a devil asks me to do something, I'm not going to do it.
So what if the Mephisto is like, hey,
no.
I'll either be your Aunt May or your wife?
No, I'm going to say, get out of here, Mephisto. No.
No, he's like, you have to choose one.
No, no, I don't. Mephisto. You don't have to make a deal with the devil. You shouldn't.
That's now how it traditionally works.
I'm starting a new tradition.
I mean, if you didn't make a deal with the devil, you wouldn't have great music like The Devil Went Down to Georgia, which is a song I know you love.
Pete is always challenging us to fiddle battles.
So. Yeah, exactly.
There you go. I think we answered your question pretty effectively.
Well, what's the next Marvel event? Is Fallout?
Is it like Welcome to Pleasantville or something? Or the small town standoff? That's right.
Oh, standoff!
Standoff at Pleasant Hill.
That's yeah, right. That seems weird.
I'm hoping for a baking competition.
Yeah. And Civil War II.
And Civil War II is, I think, after that though.
Electric Boogaloo.
Great. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
there we go. All right, we can take another question. User, why don't you come up here? All right, come on down. Okay, what's your name, sir?
Chris.
Hey, okay, what's
Chris,
up, Chris?
What's your question?
This is a little bit of an offbeat question, but because of the blizzard. In the last, you know, obviously New York City was kind of like paralyzed and everybody was in their apartments.
Right.
My son was, I have a 6-year-old boy.
Congrats.
And my son is, you know, obviously in the apartment with us and we're watching TV, you know.
This question's getting real long.
So here's the question. we stumbled upon Superman Returns.
Wow.
Here's my question, just maybe, you know, what do I say to, how do I explain that to my son?
You say, listen, son, sometimes
Superman Returns.
You're saying, like, how do you explain just that? Or how do you explain it in the larger continuity?
No, go ahead.
Look, I'm gonna say you tell him that sometimes very good people do very bad things.
All right.
Aww.
But I'm also gonna say I may be one of the few defenders of that film.
No, me too.
No. I didn't hate it.
No, yeah, fuck same. You both. Fuck yeah. You both. You say, listen, look, son, I know you're only 6 and I was gonna wait till you get older, but sometimes things that you love are put somewhere and made to do things that are shitty and awful and make you question life and make you wonder like who you really are. And this movie will break you and you're only 6, so we're not going to watch it.
Yeah, well, instead...
Exactly. Here, if you let them watch that movie,
no,
Superman's
what
ruined.
You need to do.
No, you
what
just,
you need to do is be like, if you, I mean, I like Superman Returns as well. So that aside,
well, you're both crazy.
What you could do, if you really don't like Superman Returns and you want to explain it to your son, you show him the movie, and then you're like, all right, we're going to put in Man of Steel and fucking snap some necks, dude. Let's snap some fucking necks.
Man of Steel is not better. I'm not saying that. I would say, yeah, let's watch Christopher Reeves.
You show him Superman Returns, and then you show him Goonies, and you say, look, same guy. He can't be all
that. Interesting.
Oh, Brandon Routh played Sloth?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's nuts.
I had no idea. Really young.
That's crazy. No, I like super. Whatever.
Yeah. Honestly, if you show him Superman Returns and then like, and that Superman is as Sloth, that's way more traumatizing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the worst direction to go in.
Yeah. That's a tough position.
Parenthood is difficult.
That was a tough position to be in, man.
Do you guys remember that scene in Superman Returns when Superman is floating outside his son's window and he's like, truffle shuffle?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, and then they let him in the plane through like a weird Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah, that was
honestly, the Superman as a character is not doing so hot. I think it's hard to show any Superman movie to a kid now. Like, Batman v Superman is not going to be any easier to be like,
well, what about
isn't this inspiring?
Christopher Reeves.
Okay, like an easy
Christopher
thing.
Reeves.
I think something that we can all agree on is the Superman animated stuff. The animated
sure.
series.
Yep.
The recent animated movies are actually pretty good as well. That's
Justice
something
League
you can
Unlimited
all watch together.
Great. He's great.
Yeah, those are good. Watch those. Yeah.
So I guess our advice is show your child a cartoon like children watch.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, he did stumble across it, so it wasn't
yeah,
like
no,
it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Huh? That's
we got one more prize for one more question.
More? Yeah. All right, let's get one more question. You, sir, right over there. Can you come on up? All right. Thank you. Okay. What's your name, sir?
Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. What's your question?
So let's say Deadpool doesn't do well.
Oh,
what's
oh,
Ryan
God.
Reynolds' next superhero movie after this?
Nice.
It can't.
They're going to keep giving them to him.
Oh.
That is a great question.
No, it's not.
Oh, boy.
Don't. We can't Here. Start thinking like this. It's good. It's got to
well,
be great,
I don't,
right?
I
it's
got to
be great.
I don't see how an R-rated kids movie from a niche comic book character released in February could do poorly.
Well,
shut,
great.
Shut up.
Great Valentine's Day like, date mistake
yep,
for a lot
yeah.
of guys. I do. I actually think Deadpool looks pretty good. I think it might do pretty well.
Yeah, I think it'll do fine.
I think Ryan Reynolds' next move, Deadpool Tanks, is a Fantastic Four reboot. Where he plays Johnny Storm, Sue Storm, Mr. Fantastic, and the Thing.
So it's his Nutty Professor.
Exactly.
Oh, nice. Man.
Exactly. Now, that's a film I think everyone can get behind.
No, I mean, there's always, like, Blade 4. I mean, if it doesn't do well, you know, you can go back.
That
you know.
Is the most riveting character of the Blade franchise. Yeah. That one guy who had a bow and arrow?
Well, yeah. let me ask you this, because I've seen a lot of speculation online or just discussion about this online. They're going to have a new Green Lantern. They're going to have Green Lantern Corps. Would you want to see Ryan Reynolds come back as Hal Jordan? Like, forgetting about everything else in the movie, just him.
No.
All right.
I don't think anyone wants
no.
it.
No.
I think he doesn't want it. He's
no.
happy yeah. doing what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you could keep then one element from the Green Lantern movie, what would
no,
you
No, you can't. You
Sinestro.
Clean slate.
Sinestro. Mark Strong. He
Mark
was good.
Strong was good as Sinestro in
this
it.
Guy.
He was.
For what he was given,
good.
You know?
You guys
That's
are like
great.
Fucking.
You guys are. Friends.
Yeah, it's yeah. it's
up
like
top.
The same.
Yeah,
you guys are the same person.
Yeah, we're going to watch together?
Oh, I would love to.
All right. Let's do it.
Oops.
No, I'm just kidding. Fuck you.
Goddamn that.
Ryan Reynolds as for the Psych reboot, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
there
is
it
exactly
is.
Exactly right. That's
that
perfect.
Seems appropriate.
Ryan Reynolds and Dulé Hill comes back.
Oh.
He was perfect.
That's okay.
In it.
I don't know.
But he doesn't
weird.
Get recast. Can't
All right,
recast.
Great. Great question. That's it for your audience question.
Yeah.
All right, guys, it's time for our next section, real quick, that we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah, finally.
And in the Week in Geek, we're going to talk about some geek culture topics, mostly movies and TV stuff. First thing to talk about, let's talk about Batman v Superman, you guys.
Yeah, they
coming
got
out
a fight.
Very soon.
They got a fight coming.
Real soon. There was a big thing revealed that sent the whole internet into a tizzy yesterday. There was an image released in Empire magazine showing Batman standing over an apocalyptic wasteland with an Omega symbol drawn gigantic in the ground. Mm. And everybody immediately went, oh shit, Darkseid is the big bad guy in Batman v Superman. He's in Batman v Superman. He fights them. He loses. This is crazy. I can't believe there's too many characters going down a spiral hole.
Yeah.
I think you're... I'm sorry, go on.
What? Well, what do you think about that? You clearly heard about that.
Yeah, no. Well, and I'm excited. I love Darkseid. One of my favorite villains of all time.
Yeah, he's great.
Big
yeah.
New Gods fan. But I don't think he's going to be in this movie. He's obviously going to be in Justice League. Because, I mean, what else could they possibly throw at the Justice League in their first movie?
Thanos.
Oh, shit. With the Infinity
Imagine
Gauntlet?
That
sure.
twist.
Oh, that was a fucking... yeah. My mind, like...
Sort of
froze.
The same dude when you yeah. think about it.
Yeah, you don't think they do Starro? I mean, people love Starfish right now.
It's true. They're really popping right now.
No, yeah, I think it was just a, it was just a, just kind of a nerdy Easter egg. Yeah. That's all it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think maybe that's the, he's going to be revealed at the very end as maybe behind some of the
machinations.
Plot stuff.
Yeah, like standing on Lex Luthor's shoulder and he's like, no, you did it.
Yeah. He'll just be in a sort of a like in episode 7, he's going to appear in a giant chair and be like,
right.
whoops. And
at the end of this movie, Lex Luthor will pick up the phone and go, oh, he's turning to the dark side.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I just hope they don't form
the dramatic,
some sort of...
The dramatic phone hang up there. That was great.
I like that he still has a landline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course he does. He's Lex Luthor.
I'm sorry. I'm a little vintage. Tangled up with the cord right yeah. now.
It's
hold
his
on.
Family's to, phone.
Yeah.
I'm at my parents' house.
I'm at my parents' house. Sorry, Darkseid.
Yeah, sorry.
There's an old
cool. Let's move on to some TV. You're pretty upset about The Flash, apparently.
Yeah,
Pete?
Yeah. Flash has been, I was really upset that he didn't really give What's-Her-Face a real try.
Like, wow,
he
sounds ruined, like you're really into this show.
Yeah, he ruined
you're
that relationship.
About his girlfriend, his almost girlfriend.
Yeah, his almost girlfriend. Like, I was
Patty Spivot.
Yeah, I was really upset that, like, he wouldn't really give her a shot. Like, he was just being a dick to her the whole time, and she finally was like, I can't take this, I'm out. And then he didn't do anything. He just let her walked out.
But do you remember the entire first season and how he treated Iris through that whole thing? And then,
I wasn't happy about that either.
It's almost like he likes Iris.
Well, it sounds like he's probably not a very good boyfriend.
Sounds like he just runs away from his problems. Something to think about.
It was very upsetting. It pulled me out of the whole episode. I couldn't enjoy it because I was so fucking pissed at him.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you did like Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes, that is awesome. You guys have been watching this? It's great.
Yeah,
a lot of people. Really excited.
I mean, I'm a big fan of what the CW is doing with superhero stuff. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't really read DC right now. I really am not stoked about Superman and Batman. But I like that CW's like, fuck it, comics are super fun, and we're just going to make a bunch of super fun shows about that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And Legends of Tomorrow is just more of that.
It's great. I just thought, I was a little worried about it. I thought maybe it would be a little too much or feel a little too cheesy, but they balance everybody really well.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It takes the best bits of the Avengers and moves them to TV.
Yeah.
And the second episode, I'll tell you, starts with the Avengers like tracking shot thing, and they actually do it really well, and it doesn't feel like a ripoff. It's a lot of fun.
I just wish they would do like a Green Arrow series.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
That would be
smart. It's like fucking great, you asshole.
And that's all the time we have for the Week of Geek.
All right, you guys.
Pete, over to you for some trivia.
Oh, man, this doesn't get old at all. All right. Support when we get
someday,
back to the lovely
we're gonna have
audience.
Stephen Amell on the show and just be like, and that's our show.
Yeah, oh, right, man. Exactly.
It's an opportunity to win $25 free dollars in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like $25 free dollars? Simple raising of your hand. Yes, you first hand up, guy. Come
all
on
right,
up.
Come on
nice.
Up. Here you go.
All right. What is your name, sir?
I'm Paul.
Paul, audience, Paul.
Hey.
And so how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, get all three questions right, and the gift card will be yours. Okay. So today's trivia is on Robin, in honor of Robin Wars. So question number one, when was Robin's first appearance? Is it A, Detective Comics number 38, B, Batman number 187, or is it C, the first day of spring? So it's either A or it's B.
I'm going with A.
Exactly. A is correct. It was Detective Comics
nice.
Number 38, April 1940. The creator of Batman, Bill Finger, said he created Robin to be Batman's blank. Is it A, Mr. Hyde, B, Watson, or is it C, Hump Day? So it's either A, which is incorrect, or it's B, Watson.
Yeah, he wanted a Holmes and Watson kind of duo.
Nice.
Here we go, last one. Who has not been a Robin? Is it A, Jason Todd, B, Stephanie Brown, or is it C, Punxsutawney Phil?
C
is correct.
Nice. Punxsutawney
Phil, $25 free.
Awesome.
There you go.
Great job. Give him a round of applause. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Well, new saga coming out. Very excited about that.
Yeah.
And also, Hellboy Winter Special, just in time for our big storm.
Oh, what a nice treat.
All right.
Hopefully you'll pop up in the issue. I'm looking forward to Grayson number 16.
Oh, yeah.
The Robin War did just conclude. Yep. I read that. It was actually very good. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, Grayson, this is a spoiler, Grayson joins the Court of Owls.
Bullshit.
They don't say use those words in the comic, but it's sort of bullshit. So I guess we'll see where that happens. What happens with that?
I hope in Grayson he comes to his senses.
I feel like they're going to explore it a little more than that. He's not going to be like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that's how it
starts.
That
was like the end of a series.
I'm looking forward to Colder Toss the Bones number 5 is coming out tomorrow. I think I've talked about this on the show
before. It's a poem you wrote.
Yeah, it's a poem I wrote to, you know, some lovely ladies that I know. Don't even worry about it. No, it's a great book by Paul Tobin. I'm sorry I'm forgetting who the artist is, but the art is absolutely gorgeous in it. It's about this guy that essentially can suck the insanity out of people, but when he does, he gets colder and colder and colder. Until he potentially dies. And he's battling his arch enemy, Nimble Jack, who is totally insane. The visuals are fantastic. The colors are gorgeous. I love this book, so definitely check it out if you haven't been. What are you looking forward to?
You know, I'm Hellboy Winter Special, big Hellboy sucker, and anything BPRD.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, just a public service announcement. BPRD is one of the coolest books on the stands. All the time. Best Call of Cthulhu campaign ever written. Other than that, you know, it looks like there's another issue of Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur coming out. Kind of Patsy Walker tip is super adorable and so much fun. Like, I really like that Marvel's really going for, you know, just so many varieties of styles and really just being fun. Like, at Battle World and all that stuff, I loved that stuff because it was so bonkers. And so, like, you know, it's like it's comics. Yeah, of course. Why not? Why not Devil Dinosaur and someone that's in middle school?
Cool. All right, and plug your stuff. What should people check out, Eric?
Right. Well, you can check out my... I write every day on AliceObscura.com. This Friday, I've got a really cool piece coming up where about Philip K. Dick's unfinished final work. Called The Owl in Daylight, and I was able to speak with his wife, or his widow, I should say.
I don't think you talked about that at all.
I work for a website called Atlas Obscura. We're about the weird and wonderful things all in the world, just the kind of hidden and secret, wondrous places and things and people and histories that are here in the world, and so we write about them every day. Highly recommend you check it out. And I'm on Twitter at omgrunhauser.
Do you tweet about anything in particular?
It's kind of just unfocused ramblings. And the television's so psych.
Excellent.
Formerly on USA.
All right, a couple of things before we go. We should mention that the show is 100% free for you guys here in the audience as well as listening us home, but it does cost us a little bit of money to make. So if you're here in the theater, if you feel like it, please feel free to throw a couple of bucks into the bucket as you're going past. If you're listening home, please check out our GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com, under Comic Book Club Live. You can donate a couple of bucks there. Help keep the show going, which would be very nice. Pete, who do we have on the show next week?
Sal Joseph, very funny comedian.
Excellent. Nice. Anything else you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have on the show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live,
where we tweet mostly about suits and white collar. Yep. Check us out at comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com for the podcast and more. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, Tamar Dar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, and O'Reilly Trahan. We want to thank Eric for being on the show.
Eric!
Thank you for having me.
We want to thank our all-star booth
man.
Star Movement! Yeah. But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here at the Pit Loft in New York City every Tuesday night, every 7:30 p.m. on that Tuesday night. Totally free. Please tell your friends. Good night!
Thanks, everybody!